That is the latest from Birds of Tokyo, two of us, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. Just Mike with you this morning, but on Friday after the show, Gia and I got to catch up with Adam Spark from Birds of Tokyo. Take a listen.
I'm okay, man. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Look, we were so excited to have you in Orange not so long ago. You were here for a day on the green. Such an incredible performance from you guys. How did you find the town?
That was good. It was really hot, hey?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Very dusty.
It was scorching, yeah. It was really dusty. No, it was really good. We were quite lucky, actually. We had a really good show, and they had us at the cellar door at the winery for our little band room. So it was just a really lovely sort of cheese and wine kind of afternoon of rock and roll, really.
Yeah. Well, so many people we have talked to were like, Birds of Tokyo were even better than, you know, Barnsley and all that. Did you have some really good feedback from the show?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we sort of, you know, it's a topical word, but we're sort of fairly isolated from that sort of stuff or hearing those things, really. Mm. You know, and in some ways it's because we're sort of lazy and don't really sort of read or pay a heck of a lot of attention to, you know, feedback about it. Mostly because, you know, sometimes we're doing other things, but also we just, you know, tend to, no one really likes reading feedback, and good or bad. It's sort of like, if years ago now, we're sort of like, it's better just not pay attention to that stuff and just do our thing.
Well, take it from us. We were there in the audience. You're better than Barnsley. So, was that your first time in the Central West?
I think we did a festival. Was it a festival called Fan Fest?
Yes, Fan Fest, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I think we did that a number of years ago with John. I think it was John Butler. I don't know when. I remember flying in, going to some little motel, you know, I love those little motor hotel things. Love them. Staying at one of those, playing a show, coming back, John Butler and his crew and some of our guys were having a jam in the middle of the motor hotel car park, and they just put all their Eskies and shit in the middle there. And then we flew out at like 6 o'clock the next morning, and that's all I remember.
That's not a bad memory to have. But it's kind of sad that at the moment all of the live performances are a bit of a distant memory.
Yeah, because we were expecting your symphonic tour to be happening later on this year. Unfortunately, that's had to be postponed due to all the stuff that's going on around the country and around the world at the moment. But you guys are doing gigs in a very different way. You're doing isolation gigs from your own respective homes across the country. You've put videos of versions of Plans and of Two of Us as well online. What was that experience playing as a band but on completely opposite ends of the country?
It's difficult, you know, I guess because we're sort of, you got to do it all in one take. And I don't know, I guess we're trying to get a bit of our lives into it as well. Like, you know, for example, I got my little dog jumping all over me, and, you know, and they, you know, hang around and follow me everywhere. So trying to get, you know, equally trying to play well and sing well, but then I'm trying to get a little bit of performance out of my little guys as well. You know, it's really important that they, you know, show off their acting prowess. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts.
Wow, it's kind of cool in a way that you can then still come together, though.
Well, yeah, funnily enough, it's sort of like, oh, look at, you know, these guys are all isolated all in different places. We always are anyway. So we've lived apart for, I don't know, seven years or something. So we're kind of used to being sort of spread out like this. But doing those videos and even doing these interviews today is the most thrilling thing that I've been able to do in the past week and a half or whatever. So exciting. I'm getting to do stuff and talk to people.
Well, speaking of excitement, the new album, Human Design, is scheduled to come out very soon. It's going to feature the singles Unbreakable, Good Lord, Greatest Mistakes, Two of Us. Is there any extra delays on the album? Because there's been a few music artists around the world who have delayed their albums. Is this still going ahead?
As far as I know, yeah. And I only say that because I haven't seen anything that says otherwise. So I'm going to say yes, it's still then.
Great news. Excellent. And who knows, there might be some little special editions on the end of the self-isolation mixes of Two of Us and Plans. But while we wait for that album, we will keep across your social media to keep an eye out for all of those videos you guys are uploading. But thank you so much for joining us, Adam, and we cannot wait for everything coming up for you guys.
No worries. Hope you guys are staying safe out there in the mighty Orange. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.